Okay. So government can be a hate group. Okay. But I'm still confused. I mean, I worked for 3 years. I taught for 3 years. I taught creative writing in Pelican Bay State Prison in Northern California, Supermax. And what's the first thing that a guy thinks about when he thinks about going to prison? Rape. It's a... I mean, I've seen jokes about it on sitcoms. I've seen jokes about it on advertisements. It's, I think, federal law that there has to be a rape scene in every movie, prison movie, since Cool Hand Luke. I saw American History X, and afterwards, I went to the prison the next day, and I was talking to my students about it, and they said, wait, let me guess. There's a rape scene in a shower. Yep, you got it. Okay, there's something very interesting about the rate at which men are raped in prison, which is that it's lower than the rate at which women are raped in the culture at large. But when it happens to a man, it's noticeable at the very least. When it happens to a woman, in many states, if they're married, it's not even a crime. So I was getting more and more confused about that. And I did a keyword search on Alta Vista for the word rape. And the single most common type of site that I found was not rape crisis hotlines, was not scholarly analyses, wasn't prison or police reports. It was porn. And I went to some of the sites, and there were tens of thousands of pictures of women bound and gagged with captions like, make these young sluts do whatever you want, or nasty little breeders. And it hit me immediately that if you had tens of thousands of pictures of black men bound and gagged with a caption, make these young bucks do whatever you want, or tens of thousands of white CEOs bound and gagged, as pleasant as that idea may be, with captions like, nasty little breeders, the hate watch organizations would be all over it just like that. But somehow, this flies under the radar. And so I was really confused. And I looked up the, I believe it was 1992 hate crime legislation, and I was even more confused. So I called the FBI, I called them, and and I talked to a woman there, and I said, so if a man rapes a woman because she's African-American, that can be a hate crime. Yes. If a man rapes a woman because she's dating another woman, that can be a hate crime. Yes. If a man rapes a woman because she's a woman, that's not a hate crime. She said, correct. I said, please help me understand this one. And she said, well, in the first two cases, the rape is an attempt to harm the person, and in the last case, it's just an attempt to have sex. I said, I gotta get off the phone right now. And so I went back to the hate crime legislation, and I called back the next day, again, and I said, okay, I was talking to a guy this time. I said, I got a different question. According to the hate crime legislation, if a white man beats a black man because he's black, that can be a hate crime, yes. If a white man enslaves a black man because of his race, that's not a hate crime. He said, that's correct. I said, please help me understand this. And he said, well, in the former case, it's an attempt to hurt them. In the latter case, it's just economics. And I said, well, thank you for being honest, at least. And I said, I got to go. And I did what I do when I get confused, which is I scurried to the library, and I figured that I'm getting more and more confused. I mean, what is this? What is going on? Why is it hate if it's in this case but not in this case? I don't understand. So